So in Iowa, Mitt Romney just squeaked by. It looks like he's going to win by a comfortable margin in New Hampshire, at least if we believe the polls and they don't change too much. Romney, the former governor of neighboring Massachusetts, has had a near hometown advantage in the Granite State so far, 15 percentage points ahead of Ron Paul, although that is narrowed. Being the lead, though, means you're also the main target for everybody behind you, as was quite clear in the two debates over the weekend.
I realize the red light doesn't mean anything to you because you're the front runner.
There's Newt Gingrich, who was very aggressive all weekend long in attacking Mitt Romney, as he'd promised he would be. On Sunday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie had to defend Mitt Romney against protesters who interrupted Romney's campaign rally in Exeter, New Hampshire.
If she wasn't so blinded by her Barack Obama-induced anger, she'd know that America jobs are coming back when Mitt Romney is the next president of the United States.
So Anna Sale was at that rally, a reporter for It's a Free Country, and she joins us now from Nashua, New Hampshire. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Celeste.
So it sounds like it took Christie to get some real enthusiasm going at one of these Romney campaign stops. But does it feel as though Mitt Romney is the kind of commanding front runner that the polls tells us he is?
Well, it does and it doesn't, which is surprising because New Hampshire is supposed to be such solid Romney country. I was at this rally yesterday and talking to voters, it was interesting because most people are starting to make their decisions, so they're decided, but they're not excited. Because I want to take you back to that rally. So before Chris Christie responded to that protester, Mitt Romney was also interrupted by the protesters. They were shouting, "Mitt kills jobs, Mitt kills jobs," something that's become routine during his public appearances. This is how he responded.
"I don't believe in Europe. I believe in America. And I'm afraid the president is not only wrong in terms of where he would lead the nation, he's wrong in terms of what he's been doing." Oh, this is our regular group here. And you know, it's really unfortunate that they don't have the... all right, let's hear a cheer.
So you sort of see here, it's kind of awkward transition. He went on to say that the First Amendment is great. He just wishes that protesters were more courteous. And then when Governor Christie was interrupted, he just went right at the protesters, was funny, you know, attacked President Obama, wrapped it into his larger argument. And the voters at that rally just loved Christie's sense of fight. And you heard it in the audience. The reaction was much, it just brought the energy to a new higher level than when Mitt Romney was on the stage.
So Mitt Romney might be able to be fine if he can have Chris Christie with him at every campaign stop, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell, but it's just the comparison. Chris Christie is obviously quite a showman, but even before that interaction, when I talked to voters, you heard it in their voice when they were talking about deciding to go for Mitt Romney. This is a woman I talked to named Karen Mitchell. She's going to vote for Mitt Romney, but this is what she said about it.
"I kind of wish that I had another candidate that I was as enthusiastic about as him, but I'm going to vote for him probably, you know, unless somebody really blows me away in the next 2 days, which I don't think is going to happen."
It almost sounds like somebody reacting over, you know, what kind of takeout food they're going to have that night. "I guess I'll have Chinese, but I don't know."
Yeah.
Maybe if pizza... The reason that seems important at this point, Anna, is because the polls, although he's still comfortably in the lead, the polls are tightening. You've got Ron Paul only 15 percentage points behind, and that's much closer than anyone's been.
Exactly. I mean, it's not that Mitt Romney is it doesn't look like he's in danger of losing New Hampshire, but he wants to have an absolutely strong finish here in New Hampshire where he becomes the presumptive nominee, where it looks like South Carolina and Florida that he's going to have them wrapped up. And so when you hear these voters who are kind of like, "Yeah, I guess I'm going to back them," and even in polls, about 70% of New Hampshire voters say it's unlikely they're going to change their mind, which is different than what we had in Iowa, where things were much more up in the air before the caucuses. But you've got Ron Paul 15 points behind, gaining, and then you've got this group of John Huntsman, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum who want to kind of steal as many votes as they can going into South Carolina.
And there are still 15% undecided in New Hampshire from the latest poll that I looked at. And when that happened in Iowa, the undecideds went to someone other than Mitt Romney. So we could
see a closer
race here.
It could be close, and that's Mitt Romney does not want that. Mitt Romney wants a big win in New Hampshire. This is his backyard from Massachusetts, and if it's not a big win, that's that's just not how he wants to go into South Carolina.
So, Anna, you were at this campaign rally with Mitt Romney. Did the candidate himself seem as though he's changing his tune, that he's changing his basic campaign stump speech in order to respond to some of the criticism he's taken?
No, it was the same stump speech we heard in Iowa, the same references to America the Beautiful, the same references to President Obama, the European economy versus the American economy, the entitlement society versus the opportunity society. So it's the same stump speech. And it honestly landed kind of flat last night. I mean, you had the protesters interrupting. Mitt Romney actually gave his speech, then his wife spoke, and then Chris Christie was sort of the headliner who got everybody whipped up, and then Mitt Romney didn't take the mic again. So, you know, he's not creating the energy on the trail at this point. It's you know, folks are trying to just say, Mitt Romney's ahead in the polls, make sure you go out and tell your neighbors. But it didn't feel electric when Mitt Romney was on the stage. Chris Christie is the one who got folks fired up last night.
Anna Sales, a reporter for It's a Free Country. You know, Anna, we emerged from Iowa without any real momentum for anyone, perhaps Rick Santorum. But it sounds as though we may be coming out of New Hampshire without anybody having a real head of steam.
Well, it's unclear if Mitt Romney, you know, seals the deal, then he will have won Iowa, he will have won New Hampshire. And it's important to note he's leading in the polls in South Carolina, which is significant because, you know, the electorate is so much different there than it is here in New Hampshire. So Mitt Romney can still have a very strong finish here, and then it will be difficult to make the argument that somebody else really has a shot at being the Republican nominee if he finishes big here.
Anna, does it look like we're going to get some good turnout in New Hampshire?
It does look like folks take this very seriously here in New Hampshire. People are turning out. You've got both Republican voters and unaffiliated voters, independents, who can show up at the Republican primary on Tuesday. They're likely to turn out, you know, but that's the energy question. Does Mitt Romney have enough enthusiasm to drive folks for a big finish here in New Hampshire?
Anna Sale, we'll check back in with you in New Hampshire, and then it's off to South Carolina, right?
That's right, that January 21st.
Reporter for It's a Free Country joining us from Nashua, New Hampshire. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
And at 15 minutes after the hour, let's take a look at some other stories we're following. Some volatility at the open of the trading week. European indices are mixed this morning, and Wall Street is looking at a negative open this morning. Futures have been bouncing around all morning. We'll continue to follow that. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has made a rare public appearance in Tucson, Arizona. Hundreds were delighted to see her. Gabrielle Giffords took part in a vigil last night to mark the one-year anniversary of that mass shooting that killed six and left her critically injured. President Obama also called the Giffords yesterday to offer his support to them and to the entire community of Tucson, Arizona. In Alaska, the National Guard has arrived to dig out the fishing village of Cordova. More than 18 feet of snow has fallen in the past weeks, collapsing roofs, triggering avalanches, and trapping some people in their homes. The cost of driving has gone up. The average price of a gallon of gas has climbed 12 cents over the past 3 weeks. That's according to the Lundberg survey, which tracks gas prices. The price of a gallon of regular gas is now $3.36. In Nigeria, big story this morning, gas price hikes there have triggered a general strike. Trade unions all across Nigeria have called for an indefinite strike to protest against the doubling of fuel prices after the government removed gas subsidies. Public transport, banks, schools, and government offices have all been affected. You're listening to The Takeaway. You can always reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And what are you talking about?
Why do you think Obama is now announcing cuts in defense spending? He sees Ron Paul is gathering all his college vote, and he's not stupid. So he's going to announce this defense cuts, but he's not going to really do it. And the American military establishment has them in their pockets, and where Ron Paul is going to do it.
The appeal of Ron Paul, it's what you're talking about at 877-8-MY-TAKE.